cliffcentral.com.
Let's get to the important stuff. Our last Revix feature in the campaign that we've been, feels like, talking to you for a long time. I mean, you become part of the family. So let me just preface this by reminding you that the world has changed, in case you didn't know, in case you've looked around and, oh, wow, after all these months, suddenly I've noticed something. Well, your investments should be changing too. If they aren't, you need to ask yourself, why not? In a market that we've never seen before, don't guess, diversify. That's where Revix comes in. They're an intelligent investment platform that allows you, or anyone else, anywhere, to build a diversified portfolio or bundle of assets in just a few clicks. Now, Sean, I actually went on and FICA'd myself, so I'm now a legal and responsible person online in terms of my investments. But it's so easy. All you have to do is go along. You can register for free. If you have any questions, they've got a great team of people who can help you answer them. And, of course, every week that we have spoken to Sean, he's given us some useful advice on what the economy is up to, where the money is going, what's happening to some of the big investment categories, and this morning is no different. So, gold, because we've been on such a run, broke through a new all-time high. Tell us about that.
So there was a few booms this week, right? And one of those was gold's boom. I'm sorry, I know it's too soon, but...
You're wrong.
Go ahead. I love that.
I joined the show as you guys were talking about that, so I thought it was worthwhile starting off with that.
Go on.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, what, the last six podcasts, I actually started listening to them yesterday. Everyone has started off with the same story. Gold hit a new all-time high. If it wasn't a new all-time high, it was a new record high.
Well, and how clever are you that you've brought Pax Gold into the mix at the beginning of this year?
Yeah, I'd love to claim the fact that I was just clever and chose that. It was more just, I guess, a lucky moment. But yeah, I mean, we've said all along that we believe that gold is one of the best investment options since the start of this year. I was part of a panel that was discussing where to put your money or where to put exactly 10,000 Rand earlier this year. Mm-hmm. And my two options of where to put cash, one was in Bitcoin and the other was in gold. And both have done very, very well this year. So call that luck, call that some good predictability on my side. But anyway, so gold's at $2,060 an ounce, which is a new all-time high. It's remarkable. It's up 55% over the last 12 months. It's up 30% in 2020. That's in dollar terms, not even in rand terms. Factor in the rand's depreciation, and that skyrockets even further. And you know, all the stars are kind of just aligning for a continuous increase in the price of gold. And I'm not one to ever want to predict future prices, but you've seen the likes of Goldman Sachs, you've seen the likes of UBS Bank, Citigroup. They've come out and they've said, well, listen, gold could go up to $3,000. And if you're looking at where we are today, you've got global interest rates that are at record lows. And what does this mean? It means that if you had to put money in the bank, you're not exactly earning that much interest from it, which makes gold a little bit more appealing. You've got a pandemic of unparalleled proportions, which means, again, like, what's the best place to put your money? Again, in gold, because it is the safe haven of choice. The dollar's weakened recently, which increases the appeal of gold. And global central banks, and we've spoken about this tons on the show, but they've printed $10 trillion of new cash into the economy. You have $10 trillion of new cash coming into the economy with the same number of assets, give or take a few billion, which isn't really too much when you're looking at trillions.
Yeah.
And prices of things have to start increasing over time. I mean, all that cash has to go somewhere, and it takes quite a while to filter through the system. And that's the real opportunities when you're looking 2, 3, 4, 5 years out in the future, and you see the price of gold potentially being, you know, 30-40% higher than where it is today.
So gold is obviously doing very well at the moment because things are so uncertain and people use it as a safe haven. We've discussed this a few times. But Bitcoin is interesting because I think slowly it's starting to come into its own now. There was that massive run in, what, 2017, and then suddenly a massive crash. And a lot of the doomsayers were saying, oh, well, that's the end of Bitcoin. But Ethereum has also been doing quite nicely. And obviously, you've got different kinds of categories in which you guys invest. And there is the portfolio that, for example, tracks the applications for these things. And there's the portfolio that's just a top 10. Now, why do you think everything in that category seems to be increasing as well in value?
It's not a very straightforward question. But I think what you're seeing in the crypto space is you've got a very high correlation between the different cryptocurrencies. Every now and again, you'll see a change or divergence between, let's say, like Ethereum and Bitcoin. And it's those periods of maybe 2 to 3 months where you see very, very stark changes. And I mean, you've seen that recently with Ethereum versus Bitcoin. Ethereum's up roughly about 140% year to date. Bitcoin's up about 35, 40%.
Yeah.
And that very big change, like those generally start to kind of even out over time. And you've got different cryptocurrencies that move out into the top 10, they move out of the top 10. The crypto market is changing the entire time. And that's why we've said all along, don't try time this market. Don't try guess which cryptocurrencies are going to be the success stories. Rather own a diversified basket of crypto and invest over the long term. And I've said this every single week on the show, and I'll say it again today. Don't think about this market as a quick in and out. It is going to be a long-term opportunity for you. Right. And this is the emergence of a new asset class. Look at this over 5 years' time and look at this as an opportunity to increase your investment by a 2, 5, or 10x return. And yeah, you're taking a ton of risk doing that. Just understand that, and obviously don't bet your life savings on it. Invest as much as you feel comfortable investing. And yeah, as I said, you know, don't over allocate to any single cryptocurrency. Bitcoin's the biggest today. I mean, if you look back in the early 2000s and you're looking at tech stocks, I mean, which were the biggest names there? Look at the big names today. Times change and investments change, and that's why you need an investment.
But the real question that everybody's excited about answering, or perhaps are trying to avoid answering, is how much higher can it go? How much higher do you see the crypto market going?
That this is the funny thing, and again, I've said this actually on the show before, but it is always too late for everyone at some point in time. And if you're looking at, you know, early 2017, that's before the big bull run. I mean, even 2015,
right.
I was turning around to people saying, I've missed this. I can't believe I've missed crypto as an asset class. I thought this was going to be, you know, something that was going to grow really quickly, and I wish I'd jumped on board sooner. And people are saying that again today. They've gone, oh, Bitcoin's grown, you know, Ethereum's increased, all your other assets within your bundle have increased. But you're missing the bigger picture here. You're looking at a short-term movement. And if you look out and you zoomed out over some of the biggest performance graphs, so take a look at Microsoft, take a look at Amazon. Those little kinks, the tiny little dip in price or the tiny little increase in price that you see, those were this entire period of cryptocurrency's existence. And if you look out then over a longer period of time, and as long as the trend's moving upwards, that's really what you want to invest in. So this market can increase. And I mean, this is the opportunity really. This market can increase 2, 5, 10, 20, 50 times. Right. I mean, it is currently 0.02% of global assets in terms of dollar value. So it is a tiny market. And if it can just disrupt one other market, whether that is global remittances, whether that's, you know, potentially helping a country like Venezuela or Zimbabwe and becomes the currency of choice, that's where there's huge opportunity. And I mean, Bitcoin and crypto in general is being used today. It is live, it's breathing, it's growing, and there's so much happening under the hood.
Okay, we're not going to be talking to you for a while, but I do want to quickly get this out there. I see some new theme-based investments are coming soon. So can you quickly tell us about that? That's like a tease on what you've got planned for the future.
Yeah, so this is something that I'm really excited about. And hopefully you guys will get quite excited about it as well. So if you've ever wanted to invest in AI, biotech, esports, 5G, medical cannabis, cloud computing, cybersecurity, you know, e-commerce, food delivery, and you don't really know how, yeah, we kind of want to be the solution to help you invest in those areas. So these are areas that you are passionate about. These are areas that you just can see you're growing and booming, but you just don't know how to get exposure to them. And we want to have a very simplified investing approach, as simple as it is today investing in our bundles. It is literally a case of invest as little as 500 Rand into areas that you believe in. And we believe that that's going to be a big part of Revix's future, as well as some really cool automated investment features. So one of the features we'll be introducing is auto invest. Now, auto invest is where you set a select amount. So say every single 2 weeks or every month, you invest 2000 Rand into the investment bundle of your choice. So say you into cannabis, you think medical cannabis can really be a big thing. You select 2000 Rand that's invested there automatically every single 2 months. And it's the best way to dollar cost average into the market. And then something else, which is really, really cool, is our trigger happy function. So this trigger happy function that we're going to be launching is sort of like an Excel document. Maybe that's the nerd in me jumping out, but the Excel document approach to saving. Now, that doesn't really sound too sexy,
No. But
imagine being able to create rules with yourself. So imagine being able to say, okay, if I don't walk 10,000 steps in a day, fine me 500 Rand. How many, you would walk 10,000 steps a little bit more.
Sure.
If you if you support Chelsea and Chelsea's playing Man United every so often, and if Chelsea loses, like, fine me, make the pain worse. Like, let's increase, you know, our engagement with certain things. If it rains, you know, let's deduct some money from your accounts and automatically invest it. And it's those sort of little triggers where it's always a win-win that we're looking to introduce. So that's kind of what we have planned in the near future with Revix, which is quite exciting.
I love it. I remember when you got back from London, you were just starting to play around with other people's money, not just your own. I said to you, here's some money, and this is just because we're friends. And I'm sure that everything that I've done with you since then has been tremendously successful. I wish you the best of luck going forward, dude. It's going to be great.
Thank you, Gary.
And well done on all the success that you've had with Revix up to now. It's hard as nails to start something new, and to start something new in the economy that we're currently in, and your business is still quite new, is really brave. But it seems to me that you are on the money. And you know, anyone who wants to go and look at what kinds of things Revix has been up to, it's all on the internet. You can go and see revix.com. Go and sign up and let Sean make some good decisions on your behalf with his team. And they track all the best in cryptocurrency indices. They also have this amazing Pax Gold feature, which you can get on the gold train with. Go and take a look at Revix. They're also on social media at Revix Invest, and you will be happy you did. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Tim. And thank you so much for the last few weeks.
It's been fantastic. We'll catch up soon. Thanks, Sean.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Cool. There's Sean Sanders, Revix.com, if you want to find out more. Go and sign up today, verify your ID, add funds, and select the bundle of your choice. CliffCentral.com.